this is very nice.
Germany is locked in a death struggle with her enemies, and you're practicing to be a trained SEAL.
It's got to have a trade for after the war, sir.
Hogan, what are you doing here?
Shopping for a trained SEAL act.
If you don't mind, I would like to conduct some Luftwaffe business. Major Strauss called from Starlock 4. General Burkhalter and Captain Ritter are on their way over here. Have the VIP quarters been cleaned?
Alles in Ordnung, Herr Kommandant.
And lucky for you, carry on. You out. This.
This.
Who's Captain Ritter?
Luftwaffe staff officer, intelligence section.
Any idea why he's coming to Shangri-La?
The big shot doesn't tell us anything.
Yeah. I can see you're busy. I'll see you later.
Intelligence officer?
Right. Due here in a few hours. Could be important. Kinch Radio London, tell him to stand by. We may have something for him.
Right.
LeBeau, Carter, when Burkhalter and this Captain Ritter arrive, I want you to get in the office and clean it. Ears open.
We already did that once, sir.
Clean it again, Carter. Hasn't anyone ever told you war is a dirty business?
We've come to clean the office.
But you cleaned it this morning.
That's right.
Where does the time go?
Out! The officers are having a meeting. No one allowed in here.
Well, with all that brass here, you want everyone to look busy, don't you?
Never mind. We'll tell Colonel Hogan you wouldn't let us clean it.
And he'll tell Clink.
And Clink will tell you. Oh, boy, will he tell you.
Hey, drop us a postcard. Let us know which combat unit you've been assigned to.
Bye, ma'am.
Au revoir.
Wait a minute! Come in. Go ahead, clean. But make it fast.
Would you move your great bulk aside, Sergeant?
What for?
We have to clean inside the closet. Thank you.
What brings you to Starlock 13?
Captain Ritter has been ordered to acquaint himself with Luftwaffe prisoner of war facilities.
The General was kind enough to let me tag along on the inspection tour.
I'm at your disposal, Captain. I will give you any information that I have.
Danke, Herr Colonel.
You may learn a few things anyway.
Will you be filing a report with headquarters, sir? I mean, are they contemplating any changes?
Klink's a very secure man.
No report, Herr Colonel. My work is Luftwaffe intelligence.
There is nothing more intelligent than intelligence, I always say.
Unfortunately, that's what he always says, among other things.
The General knows me so well.
It has not been easy.
Well, Captain, we shall try to make things as comfortable as possible for you. Now, if there's anything I can do...
There is one small thing, Colonel.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Luftwaffe code book with me. The top secret, of course. I wonder if you could put it in your safe.
Captain, I shall make it my personal responsibility. Voila! In the safe it goes.
In the office safe.
Wait, wrapped in a nice waterproof package.
Luftwaffe code, just what London wants for Christmas.
It's not what I want for Christmas, boy.
Can we get it?
I have to steal it long enough to copy it.
Boy, what I'd like for Christmas is some new tires for my motorcycle back home.
Newkirk could open the Commandant's safe.
I've done it before.
Very risky.
A man could get killed that way.
Not if you don't speed.
That's worth a try. All right, Newkirk will get the book. Can't you handle the switchboard? We need Clink out of his office for about 10 minutes. That's right. It.
Boy, wouldn't do any good to get those tires for my motorcycle for Christmas. I'd have to be back home to enjoy them. Boy, that's what I wish. I wish I was a civilian again.
So do we, Carter. So do we.
Just answer my question, Newkirk. Do you call these windows clean?
I do the best I can, sir.
Well, if that's an example of your best, maybe you ought to try your worst.
That's very funny, Colonel. I don't mind being knocked about with a touch of humor, sir.
What is going on here?
Just a minute, Commandant.
You do a job. Don't you try to be perfect. I mean, when you're working, what are you thinking about?
Girls, mostly, sir.
It's been a long war.
This is my office, you know. What's going on here?
The colonel doesn't fancy the job I did on your windows coming
out. Well, if the windows in the nerve center of Starlock 13 can't be cleaned, I give up.
They look all right to me.
Commandant, do you want Burkhalter to tell that gang in Berlin that you've got DW?
DW?
Dirty windows.
Oh, never mind. Get on with it.
Commandant, would you like to step outside for a few minutes while I do the job?
No, the commandant would like to continue his work. Now clean the windows and do it quietly.
Colonel Klink speaking. Heil Hitler.
Sergeant of the Guard here, Commandant. General Burkhalter requests that you report to his quarters at once.
I'll be there immediately.
Commandant.
Schultz, did you send for me?
Me send for you? I never send for anybody, not even if I need them.
I was told the general wanted to see me. I walked in there and interrupted his nap.
Ooh, how terrible. Interrupting a general's nap could cost a promotion.
If it costs me a promotion, Schultz, imagine what it would cost you. I've got to build up my efficiency rating. What do we have on the disciplinary file?
The prisoners were writing nasty things about you on the barracks walls.
Old stuff.
Old but true.
Oh, shut up. Who cares?
Oh. There are 5 silver spoons missing from the officer's mess.
No, that's not... Wait. That could be it. Call a special formation of all prisoners at once. Everyone must be there. No exceptions.
Tell Kinch to start sending that to London immediately. I'll stay here and cover her.
Right.
Oh, Colonel, if you ever get anything valuable, I wouldn't keep it in that bloody cracker box if I were you.
Not with you around.
I'm going to the barracks.
Halt! There has been a special formation called at once.
Right in, Jules, I'll be there, and if I'm not there, start without me. Hold it now.
Get this man to the special formation at once.
Get easy, take it easy. There's no need to get alarmed. Good look. See what you nearly made me do?
Prisoners! The mess sergeant reports that 5 silver spoons are missing from the officer's mess. The guilty man has 48 hours to return those spoons and report himself to the sergeant for suitable punishment. If he fails to do so, the entire camp will be restricted to quarters and all privileges revoked. Dismissed.
Why did you have to throw it in a well?
I was making a wish. I couldn't eat the bloody code book, could I?
The question now is, how do we get the book out of the well?
We could tunnel up to it, Colonel.
Yeah, it'd take too long. I have to find an excuse to work over there, above ground.
We start digging and tell them we're trying to get the well started again.
Carter, go away. Help the Krauts find those spoons.
Hold it. We could dig that well, but they'd have to need water.
Okay, we cut the pipes.
And we need more time for digging, something bigger. How about the waterworks at Hamelburg?
Hey, that's marvelous!
Hey, see, guys, I did have an idea. Blow up the waterworks in Hamelburg.
Huh?
The waterworks in Hamelburg. Colonel, wait a minute! You don't listen to me! I don't always know what I'm saying!
And you expect people to go without water? What?
I see. Heil Hitler.
How long will the water be turned off, Herr Commandant?
Oh, it may take days. But we do have wine, General Burkhalter.
I've never tried brushing my teeth with wine.
We have several bottles of Riesling 1936.
And I have no intention of walking around with drunken bridge work.
Come in, come in, come in.
Excuse me, gentlemen. A word with you, Commandant.
Not now, Hogan. I'm busy.
It's very important, sir. It's about the water supply.
I said not now.
Well, I mean, my men are without water. We want you to turn on the reserve supply.
Reserve supply?
There is no reserve supply.
No reserve supply? That's shocking. What are your plans to meet the emergency, sir?
Well, we are considering the problem right now. This is a high-level meeting for just that purpose.
A high-level meeting with low-level thinking.
Have you suggested the dry well, sir?
I haven't gotten to that yet.
Might be reactivated. Give us the tools, we can start digging.
Of course. Start digging. A tunnel. Request denied. No escape today. Thank you, Hogan.
Just a minute, Clink. Do you think there is a chance you could reach water? Well,
what do we got to lose, General? This high-level talking isn't going to solve the problem.
See the tools I issued to them at once.
Yes, sir. And I think it's an excellent idea.
Thank you, General. Get to work on it right away.
Dismissed, Hogan. Well, gentlemen, to consider the problem...
Clink! Get me a bottle of that Riesling.
At once, sir.
I would like to wash up before lunch.
I got a book, Colonel.
I could hold on to it.
Hey, Colonel, water's seeping into the bottom of the well.
How about that? We really did a job. Let's get back to the barracks.
Just a minute, Colonel Hogan. They are not going back to the barracks yet. Light up! Schnell!
What's the idea, Schultz?
Spot check orders by the commandant.
Come on, we've been working.
Quiet!
Still looking for the spoons?
Yes, Klink says he's going to look for them till the end of the earth.
And let's hope it's a one-way trip.
Now, I'm going to make the search.
Hey, just a moment, Schultz.
Am I in the right place?
No, I stand over there.
Come here, never here. I mean, you always on my right.
No, I don't care
where you stand. Line up. Keep it that way. That's better.
I say forget the code book, Colonel. It's lost.
Okay. Ritter checks out. He asks for it. No book. Big investigation. You know how it ends? They shoot us as spies.
Well, we're not spies, Colonel. We're just POWs.
Blowing up bridges and factories in our spare time.
What keeps us out of trouble?
There's no choice. Somebody's got to die for it.
By now, there's 10 feet of ice water in the well.
He'll need earplugs, a flashlight. We'll waterproof it with wax and gum.
Who's he, Colonel?
He's you. That's who he is.
Me? Die for that book in that ice water?
Carter, you're in good physical shape. I know you're not afraid of water.
Just because I take a bath every Saturday, that doesn't prove anything.
I have to get most of the krauts out of camp. I've got an idea. Who hasn't escaped lately?
I don't care to escape. I like it here.
I've got a plan for a diversion. It may involve shooting.
Makes it sound like fun.
What about me? I'm going to be under that ice water.
Andrew, you look better that way.
An escape? Which prisoner?
LeBeau, the Frenchman.
The cockroach wants to leave us? I thought he liked it here.
Oh, shut up. Go on, Hogan.
Well, he's dyed a blanket to make a crude uniform. Tomorrow night, he wants me to report a prisoner missing. The alert starts and the confusion slips out of the barracks, joins the search party, and leaves camp with them.
Yes, yes.
Once outside the wire, he slips away, takes off the uniform, and he's gone.
Brilliant.
Stupid. It's stupid and brilliant.
Schultz! Arrest the Frenchman, throw him into the cooler, give him a chance to think it over.
Your order, Commandant.
Wrong, Commandant. Smarter to let him go through with his plan. Arrest him outside the wire tomorrow night.
What for?
Well, if he has any outside contacts, pick them up, too.
We are the Luftwaffe, not the Gestapo. I don't like it.
And it would look better on your efficiency rating.
However, I like to keep an open mind. We'll try it.
Good thinking, sir.
Hogan, why are you reporting one of your own men?
I don't want him to get hurt. I've learned from bitter experience. Nobody escapes from Stalag 13 in the Iron Colonel.
Iron Colonel? Who's that?
Schultz, I wish you'd escape. I wouldn't raise a finger to stop you.
Oh, Florence Chadwick, I presume.
The crowd's for a standby, sir.
Yeah, good. In uniform is perfect, LeBeau, just bad enough. Where'd you get the gun?
Belongs to Schultz.
What's he gonna use?
That's his problem.
All right, let's get organized. Newkirk, you'll be in charge of the flashlight, the rope, and the blanket.
Right, sir.
Kinch, London, all set for the code?
Standing by, Colonel.
Okay, this is it. LeBeau, let's move out.
Yeah, boy, they're coming up.
Please, don't be too German. They'll never believe it. Almost set, Carter?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Good luck with your channel, Swing.
Thanks. Oh, that's charming.
Schultz! There's a man missing. He's gone. Looks like an escape.
Prisoner escaped! Prisoner escaping! Search party, slit, slit, slit! Search party, command, let's go, let's go, slit! Prepare to move out! Come on, come on, slit, slit, let's go! Come on, let's go, slit, 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 slit! Search party!
Signals. Two tugs on the rope means we'll pull you up. Three tugs means trouble. Stay down. Good luck.
I think a short prayer might be in order, sir.
Is he in the water yet?
It's a half mile down there.
Any more questions, Colonel?
We've given him enough time. Switch over there. The rest of you, come with me. That cockroach is here somewhere.
I think I hear breathing.
I bloody well hope so.
He's ready to come up.
I got that impression myself.
Let's get him up. Hey, he's got it.
Watch this crowd coming. Take cover.
LeBeau! Can you hear me? I know you're in there. Now come out with your hands up and you won't get hurt. LeBeau, don't be a fool. You haven't got a chance. I will count till three. If you do not come out, I will have the patrol fire.
Prepare to fire!
All right, LeBeau. At the count of three. One, two. Three.
Don't hurt him. He makes marvelous strudel.
Oh, shut up. Fire! Ceasefire!
Get London working on that right away, huh?
Right.
Let's get this right down. Nice going, Carter. Nice going. There you are, champ.
Did a great job.
He's got an affinity for water, natural frogman.
Be a smash in the Navy.
Yeah, if they ask for him, I'll have to sign the transfer papers.
If you guys don't mind, I'll see myself home.
Newkirk, what are you doing here?
I was just inspecting your windows, sir.
Out. Dismissed.
Commandant, you knew about the escape in advance. 30 days in the cooler is too stiff.
The man did try to escape.
But I tipped you off.
And what's more, LeBeau stole those spoons so he could finance himself once he got out. Now nobody steals the property of the Third Reich and gets away with it.
The spoons.
Will wonders never cease?
But how did
good fairies must have returned them during the night.
I knew I would get them back.
Yeah, you've had a big week, sir. The spoons have been returned. You recaptured the prisoner. We struck water. Come on now. Reduce LeBeau's sentence.
All right, 15 days in the cooler.
Oh, come on, Commandant. That's not like you. You're so strong and compassionate and efficient and likable and warm and human and just and fair. Oh, come on. You can afford to make a gesture.
Why, thank you for the compliments, Hogan. 1 week, and believe me, it's not easy for me to reduce a sentence.
Believe me, it's not easy for me to think up those compliments for you.
Dismissed.